The proposed border fence along the U.S.-Mexico border has become a hot issue in the Texas primary as the candidates seek to woo voters living near the border. The debate is particularly contentious in Brownsville, at the southern tip of Texas, where the planned fence would literally cut across the campus of the local university. Here's Hillary Clinton in last Thursday's Democratic debate.
The University of Texas at Brownsville would have part of its campus cut off. This is the kind of absurdity that we're getting from this administration.
Needless to say, most students at UT Brownsville are against the fence. Ryan Tauber is a senior at the school and president of the campus group Students for Peace and Change, which has been leading rallies against the fence, and he joins us now. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. So, well, how's it going for you? Is this, are you guys just being inundated with press and politicians?
Absolutely. I mean, Brownsville has never been, you know, considered a political city at all. But within the last week, we've had Senator Ted Kennedy in the area, Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Barack Obama, as well as Chelsea Clinton, Caroline Kennedy, John Kerry, and even comedian George Lopez is heading down here tomorrow to speak on behalf of Senator Obama.
Good heavens. Have you gotten to meet all those folks?
I've tried to go to as many as I can. Some of the events have conflicted with class, but certainly I made every effort to go out and hear both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama when they spoke here at UTB and also at UT Pan Am.
Okay, Ryan, explain how this fence would run through the campus. What part of the school would be cut off?
Right now, every proposed plan that I have seen would put our iTech campus, our International Technology and Commerce campus, on the Mexican side of the wall, which is our campus where we have all of our vocational classes, which a large percentage of our population do attend those courses to get either certificates or other vocational associate degrees, and that would put it on the Mexican side. There's also talk that our new multimillion-dollar recreation center that was approved by the local voters, some plans would put that on the Mexican side as well.
I also heard that there's a monument to Major Brown, you know, the dude after whom Brownsville is named.
And right, absolutely. This,
would that put him in Mexico?
The cannon where some of the first battles were fought would be on the Mexican side as well. And like you said, our campus is built on the former Fort Brown, going back, you know, several hundred years, and a lot of local historians and local residents who have grown up in the valley are very upset about that.
So, Ryan, when these issues are raised, issues like you just explained, that the tech camp, the vocational campus would be cut off, the Major Brown would live in Mexico, and the recreational center would be in Mexico, what is the response?
Students are, I mean, absolutely outraged. The president of the university, Dr. Juliet Garcia, has taken a pretty firm stance against the wall by refusing to sign the Department of Homeland Security's request to access the university property for the purpose of surveying and storing equipment and essentially making plans to construct the wall on university property.
But what's the response from the government? Are they saying, oh, we'll just gerrymander it and make it work?
At this point, yes. As far as I know, there was a county commissioner's meeting yesterday with Department of Homeland Security. The meeting was supposed to be an open to the public meeting at the county courthouse, and several of our community members went out to voice their concerns about the wall, only to find out that at the request of a Department of Homeland Security official, the meeting had been moved to Harlingen, which is about 20 miles north of Brownsville, and it was now a closed door meeting.
I understand your school is actually embroiled in a lawsuit with the Department of Homeland Security over land access. What's going on with the lawsuit?
Right now, not too much information has come out. Our president, Dr. Garcia, has not been able to make too many public statements due to the ongoing litigation. But from every indication that I've seen, the students are very much behind her and very supportive of her firm stance against the wall.
And the students on campus, is there any sort of split, or is everybody against the wall?
I would say by far the overwhelming majority are against the wall. A large percentage of our students do live in Matamoros, Mexico, right across the bridge, and commute to the university every day for classes. Certainly there are a few pockets of supporters, just like you would find in any other issue, but by far the vast majority of students are strongly against the border wall.
So, Ryan, we do have an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants, and there's lots of talk amongst politicians on every side about enforcing the border. So what do you make of that talk? How should the border be enforced?
It's really hard to say. I mean, I don't really see immigration as being as political of an issue as it has become, just by the fact that you're never going to be able to stop it. There are ways to deter it by things like this fence, but natural immigration is inevitable, and certainly it's hard to argue for a no-border country. I mean, we do have borders, but, you know, our economic system depends on the low-wage labor that comes into this country, and I mean, the country is absolutely dependent on these foreign workers that are coming in. As far as alternatives, it's really hard to say, but certainly a border wall is not in anyone's best interest.
You mentioned Brownsville's sister city on the Mexican side of the border, Matamoros.
Right.
Will you explain a little bit more what it's like to live in Brownsville? Do people go back and forth from Matamoros to Brownsville all the time?
Absolutely. I mean, our University of Texas Brownsville campus is literally on the corner with one of our bridges to Mexico, and a large percentage of the Brownsville population either works in Mexico and travels back and forth, or people in Mexico work here in Brownsville.
And I understand that you have special reason to go back and forth. You're married to someone from Matamoros, right?
Right, absolutely. I've been in Brownsville for about a little over 5 years now, and I met my wife here while attending classes at the university. And she is from Matamoros, Mexico. She grew up there and moved to the U.S. with her family in the seventh grade. And she still has family over there, and certainly for healthcare reasons, anytime we need to visit the doctor or dentist or you know, buy prescriptions, we do go over to Mexico for those items.
Why? Because it's cheaper?
Absolutely, yeah.
I understand there's a protest march taking place along the border to protest the fence. Are you going to be involved in that?
Right. Over spring break, we're having a march from Roma, Texas to Brownsville. It's going to be a 9-day walk covering 126 miles. They're going to be talking to local landowners along the way about their legal rights as far as resisting this border wall, and also to raise national awareness of what's going down here in the Rio Grande Valley.
Are there, since this is a spring break border protest, are there going to be Jell-O shots included?
Not that I know of. I think those will
tequila?
Probably stay out on South Padre.
All right. No tequila even, huh? Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Tauber is a senior at the University of Texas at Brownsville and the president of the campus group Students for Peace and Change.